Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alde. I have my co-host on the line, Keisha Taylor and Dre. What's up, good old black towel people?
Hey.
Not the hey. Sounding like you tired.
No, not at all. I was over here jamming. I forgot to unmute. I was.
Jamming on the one.
That was my jam back then, man.
That was mine, too. Dre, you here?
Okay.
Why you? What's wrong with you? You got something to say on your chest?
I'm just sleepy. I got work in the morning. I'll be there at 4.
Well, why didn't you say that? And you could have just...
I could have just left.
You can log off at 11 o'clock.
I'll be all right. I'm good.
This is The Code. We're here. Ron is working his part-time job tonight, so he may pop in or he may not. But, yeah, we're here. I am in Islip, New York, which is Long Island, New York. I am here for 2 days. I ain't got shit to do. But sit around and look crazy. And I'm waiting on the pizza to come. So, yep, I'm having pizza for dinner because I'm hungry and I'm tired. But we're here. And guess what? I can drink with y'all tonight. I can drink. I took some bottles off the plane. Because I ain't got to be nowhere till Sunday. But tonight we are going to drink and because we don't smoke. We the ones that don't smoke. The one that smoked, he ain't here. So we ain't going to smoke. we going to say some inappropriate things. We going to talk about people that's on our Facebook page because they raggedy, and we going to talk about them. So tonight we are talking about why do people over-fucking share on social media? Why? Why must you tell us every fucking day every fucking thing that you do?
Everything.
Today, I took a poop, and it was funky. The person, you're supposed to do that every day, and it might be funky. Like, settle down. It's unnecessary. Unnecessary things. So,
So, I mean, just tell me your whole business, just everything. I can kind of guess why you won your first relationship this year. I know why. I know exactly why. Yes, sir. This
that's
year's
real specific.
This year. Yeah. Yeah.
Five is a real specific number.
Yeah. No, I got somebody on my page. She on her fifth relationship this year. This is
our
fifth one.
And we ain't even halfway through the... We just at month 7.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is our fifth one. This is our real boo. And they in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I said, well, that is good for you. Bless her heart.
Bless her soul.
Mm-hmm. Bless her little heart. I hope she don't run into that baby mama, because then that's going to be the end of it.
My baby mama going to end it.
Yeah, she not going to hit it. Considering he still live in her house. Yeah.
I'm going to go to my DoorDash to make sure my food is on its way. Robin, in 17 to 25 minutes.
All right.
Is it free?
Huh? No, I paid for this.
Free?
No, I paid for
that damn glitch. Them niggas were tearing that bitch up last night.
Speaking of which, right? So it was a glitch, and you got all the free stuff, and then, again, you on social media telling your business because they know that you did it, right?
Yeah, you came to your door.
So now you done gave them evidence. You think they're not going to try to get their money back? You think they're not going to...
Especially them people who had them $27 of Don Julio for $1,600.
Like, and it's not even that.
The damn Hennessy price was killing that shit, too.
But my whole thing was like, but you had it delivered to your address. Like, they know where you live.
Man.
And then you post it on social media, and you know that they can use that against you. So you done told on yourself. I'm not buying there a Save Pookie t-shirt because Pookie was wrong. And no, they shouldn't free Pookie. No, Pookie was dead ass wrong. And Pookie got caught.
I just want to know who was the person to figure this shit out and told everybody.
Again, you're talking entirely too much because you could have kept that all to yourself and then.
And I'm looking on Twitter. Them fools were ordering like $6,000 worth of food and drinks and shit. Like, what the fuck is y'all getting this shit from that woman? She spent like what? Like, it was like $400 on groceries?
Man, listen. I mean, I get it, but y'all going to jail. Like, that's it. Like, y'all going to jail. They about to start rounding y'all up like they did them niggas to them PPP loans. Like, y'all going to jail. They got your card information. They got your address. They know where you was at because they're tracking your location. Like, you didn't think this thing? You didn't think this was?
Them motherfuckers was like, fuck it, we're going to party.
And then, so now you going? They're going to lock y'all account and all that other jazz. So you really just not. So you not gonna have nothing.
Damn,
when they was trying. They was already charging people. I know a couple people that they fell for it, and they little Cash App overdrawn, locked everything else.
Damn.
And they weren't smart enough to cut the damn card off yet. No. They sure did. They said you wanted to spend $2,500. Guess what? You better come up off it right damn now. Damn dummy. And then you went and told it. Now you went and told everybody. You went and told everybody. So now it's evidence. It's evidence now. Now it's evidence. They got the right to use it against you. Just like they do in the courts, like when it comes to like everybody getting them extra food stamps and shit, or this shit is about to come all tumbling down in some months. It is. It's really about to come tumbling down because what they did now is that people that been getting them extra EBTs and all that other fun stuff, you on social media talking about how you selling them and everything else, oh yeah, they can use that against you too. I don't know about y'all state, but they sure enough doing it in Jersey. They sure enough is. And you got to pay all that back. With interest. Because you wanted to be on the social media telling everybody that you selling the stamps and shit. Because you couldn't have kept that to your damn self.
Okay, I'm back. Have to do an improv on Amaretta Sour.
Yeah, oh my God. People. They're so reckless.
And it ain't even the fact, like, if you did it, you did it. But then you're going to tell everybody that you did it. Like, dang.
Right.
You couldn't even keep it to yourself.
No. They got to go tell everybody. They got to go tell everybody what you're doing. So they can get in on it, too.
No. Because I'm telling you, I ain't buying that. I'm not buying no plate. I don't care how much fish y'all fry or how many waste bees y'all are selling. I ain't buying no T-shirt. I'm not doing none of that to try to help Pookie get out of jail. I'm not going to do it.
She said no plates, no waste bees.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not a fish fry. I don't care about the waist beads, the tummy tee. I don't care about nothing. No, I'm not. I'm not supporting nothing. Mm-mm. You don't want to come get your hair braided? I don't want to come get my hair braided. I don't want to do none of that. No, I'm not supporting none of that. No, I'm not.
Like, I literally saw people buying the expensive bottles of Don Julio.
What are you doing? So then when they do realize,
I was like, what the fuck? They're buying all this damn Hennessy and fucking, who buys fucking $2,000 worth of fast food? Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Dude had, this fucker had like four, he had like four large pizzas. He had the chicken wings spread, and then he ordered all of that from some pizza spot. And he turned right back around to order a bunch of shit from Wendy's and a bunch of shit from McDonald's. He was loading the fuck up. I was like, what the fuck?
And that's a whole case right there, because now they got your card information. They know you was home, and they got they pinned your phone.
Okay, so
there's an article. It says, did you catch it? DoorDash, which results in hundreds of people ordering free food, liquor, and more. Let's see. The glitch resulted in countless people taking social media to shed light on the issue, while some posted receipts of their extravagant deliveries, which included the order of expensive items like Casamigos Reposado, which is expensive as hell. And Don Julio Reposado worth $1,673.73 and $19,470 respectively. A spokesperson for DoorDash told the New York Post that the company is actively canceling fraudulent orders. So, and say they've been in touch with the
merchants. Up, boy. I was like, those motherfuckers is not playing no goddamn games.
Somebody at DoorDash gonna get fired.
No, they was fired already.
You was on the way out the door.
They was promptly fired at 9 a.m. this morning. Promptly.
Yeah.
Soon as they came on in, hey, I'm gonna need you to go right on the HR. Don't even put the stuff down. Don't even worry about it.
And I bet it was some stupid ass trying to be Robin Hood, trying to give him back to the Dell City and shit. I bet it was some dumb ass.
I don't even think it was. I literally think it was somebody that just made a mistake. Like, just really was like, you know what? I'm going to just do this and see what happens. Oh, no, I shouldn't have done that. they had the best intentions. It's like those people, you know, the people that you see on Facebook, like they be trying to do their own hair and they fuck it up. I feel like he just was like, whoever that was just like, you know what? I'm going to just see what happens if I press this button.
Right.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
And now
that's
I
why they
fix
tell
it.
You.
I can't fix it, so I don't know what to do. I'm just going to go ahead and log out today. I'm going to log out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, there's Ron. Yeah. Hey, Ron. Thank you for popping in on the boat.
What's going on, lady?
Hello.
When you said the people on Facebook that be trying to do their hair but fuck it up and still post it, nigga, I almost died.
They do. You can see, like the chicks that be trying to cut their bangs. Like, you can see, like, you see this is not going to turn out how you think it's going to turn out. But they still be trying. That's exactly what happened. Whoever was in charge of the button, it was like, let me just press this button and see what happens. And then what happened was you had hundreds of people since buying Don Julio for free. And now you can't, it's nothing you could do. You just had to log out for the night. And then he went to work. Like, they came to work today. Maybe they was thinking nobody was going to notice. But HR was like, hey, I'm going to need you to come on in here. Come on in here and talk to me.
I know exactly what you did yesterday and what buttons you pushed. I need to know what you did, step by step.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about, but y'all sound like y'all talking about this bitch in my job.
So yesterday, there was a glitch on DoorDash where pretty much people were ordering stuff for free. And people were ordering $1,600 bottles of Casamigos, $1,900 worth of Don Julio. So that's what was happening yesterday.
So those people who then ordered said fuckery, they can't be backbilled?
Oh, they're going to try to backbill them, and they're going to cancel them. They're going to cancel it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to cancel it, and then on top of that, they shutting down people's accounts.
Well, I'm not going to shut shit down until after I get my money.
But then they got to give them the property if they get the money.
But your accounts, so isn't your account, I don't know how this works. I'm not a Dasher or a Dora. Doesn't
you
have
cards that you can put on your DoorDash.
But don't it associate to your bank account?
Yeah.
Or
your
credit
card. Yeah.
Right. So I want as much access to that. I want to be, I'm not stopping nothing that I could directly siphon money out your account.
Listen,
or it don't work
the thing
like that.
Is, the thing is, when they get ready to go get the money ain't there. You ain't got no $1,900 for no Don Julio Respado. You barely got money to Don Julio Silva Blanco. You always talk about you going to the ABC store. Can you bring me back? I ain't got no money. But you want $1,900? Don Julio.
Motherfuckers thought they hit the gusto wood. They was trying to tan shit up.
Nah, they were starting. So what they did was the orders that they, some of the orders that they didn't cancel, they went and tried to charge the accounts. Like, it's people, like, they Cash App is overdrawn, like, $1,700, $1,800.
Stupid.
And then they were they did that, and then some is like, so once they overdrew the like they overdrawn the account, then they closed it. So now you got me in the negative, and you still closed my account. Yeah, no. And you know, Cash App is directed, like, it's to a bank card. You just can't have Cash App. You got to have a bank card with it. So
you don't have to have a card.
What you mean? Oh, you telling me something?
Like, you can add cash to your Cash App without the debit card thing.
Right. You can just use it virtually. You don't have to have a physical card.
Yeah.
I know, because my mother got it, and she wanted me to hook up her card for her and set it up, and I never did, and she cursed me out the other day because I didn't do it, because I'm a piece of shit.
Wow.
I learned something new.
Hold on. I learned something new just now, because I thought you had to have my bad. I sure did. Thought you had to have a card, like a bank account that I had.
Because I don't have my Cash App associated. So if you have it, what I think it is, if it's associated to a bank account, you don't have to have a card, but it, or a direct deposit. But if it's not, then you have to have a card, because you have to have a way to add money to it. So when I first started my Cash App, it wasn't associated to a bank account. So then I had to get a card. So I think that's the thing for them.
Oh. Either way, as people out there, they Cash App is overdrawn $18,000, $19,000, $2,000, $3,000 because they thought it was cute.
No, and they could be cute. They better go sell that motherfucking liquor. Sell shots.
Now, what if they don't get?
Niggas better wait till the Labor Day parade, go out there and sell shots, go to one of these motherfucking festivals. You know what I mean? Go to one of these festivals. They done missed Pride Month. Yup, played themselves. You know what I mean? They do something. 4th of July, oh, missed it. What's next? So, yeah, Labor Day's next. That's it. You better hope they come up with a July team.
Not a jalopy. God damn it. Not a jalopy.
I mean, they need some kind of holiday to make some money. That's when the Spanish
what
people stop being slaves. Booty tink.
Booty tink. You know what? Yeah, you better talk to Spanish people because it's almost, what's this? It's almost the end of the season for soccer. You better talk to them.
I'm stupid. Something. Mm-hmm. Trying to fight or... You know what I'm saying? A fucking El Torador, a fucking bullfighter, something. Nigga. You better go sell some shots. I don't care where the fuck you do it.
You go sell 16 $100 shots.
No, 16. One, no, you can get more than 16 shots out them big ass bottles. Shit, you need to sell like 100. I mean, fix them.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that shit last night. I said, so you really, instead of getting what you got, if you got it, and quietly going about your business,
you got to tell
you
everybody.
Had to tell everybody. Had to tell everybody. Not only did you tell them on Facebook, you told them on Instagram too.
And Twitter.
And Twitter.
You know they go get these niggas for RICO, right?
How can they?
This is a conspiracy. This is a criminal enterprise. And if you have done anything like this previously, then it's a continued criminal enterprise.
Ooh.
I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying they can. And if some of these people who you told were across state lines, that's a whole nother shit that it might add into. Niggas don't be realizing how they be fucking up sometimes.
Damn, I did not think of it. And then the defense don't even, like, what is it? Is it the defense? No. Whoever it is, they ain't even got to build the case because all they got to do is just go through your social media because you told everybody you did it.
Motherfuckers who was liking it, they under investigation. Motherfuckers who shared it, they getting a visit. Motherfuckers.
Hey, don't mean it's really gone.
These niggas.
Listen, internet is forever.
Speaking of RICO shit. So, did you know that they done Young Thug? They done locked up his nephew.
Cause he killed somebody too.
He shot his girlfriend in the face.
Oh, I think you're supposed to get shot. Excuse me, locked up if you shoot motherfuckers in the face. That's supposed to happen, right?
No, it absolutely is. But here's what's gonna happen. Daddy got locked up. Here's what he gonna do. He gonna try to cop a plea, and then he gonna start telling Young Thug business. He gonna start telling some shit that ain't nobody asked about. Because the first thing he did when they picked him up was like he was telling the cops he was Young Thug's nephew to begin with.
I'm done.
Sir, that's not something you want to tell because your uncle is in the jailhouse.
No, that's his leverage. That's his leverage. He about to be like, I get you whatever you want to know. I'm just going to cop this plea. He about to start singing, me, 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 me.
Not me, 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 me.
Yes, right to the lawyer. He getting his vocals ready now. He sure is. Because he about to go, me, 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 me. He about to start singing. He's showing us this. They ain't giving none of them bail. They ain't doing nothing for them. You know.
They denied the other ones today. Well, yesterday, too.
And then he in even more trouble because this one had Gunner had a nurse bring him drugs in jail and got caught.
Stupid. Stupid. Just stupid.
I say y'all just out here just doing the goofiest. Just out here just doing goofy shit.
And the way that them done is got caught. Putting the shit in your phone.
And they getting your ass with that too. Using your own lyrics against you and everything.
Well, I only ate them two pieces of pizza, and I'm already full. What's my life about?
Not eating that pizza.
As bad as I've been wanting pizza, too?
That's how it goes. As soon as you want something, you get it. It's like, okay.
I had two pieces and I'm full.
I was like that the other day with some fried chicken. I was like, oh, my God, I want some fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and I want collard greens. And Mark made it, and it was one that I had a half a piece of chicken. Half a piece of chicken. And that was it. He says, "Leave it all and shit. Is this what you wanted?" It was, but no.
Yep. I'm trying to understand why this DoorDash man tried to open my door.
Not open your door.
Mm-hmm.
Lord.
I don't know what made him think. To try to jiggle my door. But, sir?
Mm-mm. Sorry. We don't do that here. We don't do that here.
Yeah. I don't know. You're supposed to leave it and go on about your business. But, back to the topic. So, like I said, we all have somebody who's overshared on social media. Trying to figure out who it is on my page, but sometimes, you know what? It's not that she overshares. It's just that, just you know how, like, you're saying that the person on your page has on her fifth boyfriend this year, and
mm-hmm.
it's only July. I feel like mm-hmm. this one is on her fifth job. Like, I can't deal with people who change jobs a whole bunch. Like, I just can't do it. I need to understand why you're changing jobs so much. And not to be doing anyway. Doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. So, yeah, she changed jobs again, and now she's like, I stopped working to my other job so I could do this one. Thinking to myself, girl, this is like the 30th job you've had in the last 2 years that I've seen you on this paper. So I need to understand.
I got quite a few people on my page that's like that. Like, every other week or so, they got a new job.
Yeah, I know.
And it's always like, I thought you was at so-and-so. Nah. Well, what happened with such-and-such? It just wasn't for me. It wasn't for you. You was out here doing some bullshit and you got caught.
It's just, it doesn't make sense.
And she had, I mean, she was work from home and door dashing and Uber eating and all this stuff. I'm like, girl, the most. Always doing the goddamn most. Just fuck. And I do have some that change me in all the time, too. I do. And I just be like, don't tell us about another man. Every 6 months to a year, they got a new husband. What happened to the other one? That song, gotta hear about it. Here you go. That's a cute little outfit. Do they got that in plus size?
That's it. Just, I don't know. Like, she literally on her fifth boyfriend this year. And she in love.
She in love. Always in love. That's her, and that's probably her person, her soulmate. Girl, what just was like the last one? That was not your person?
No, that was her soulmate, too.
I mean, we supposedly get three true loves, right? Supposedly. So, if you on number 5 in 7 months, you have over exceeded your limit.
Okay, you can't put your password in anymore. If you put your password in one more time, you're going to lock it. That's it. No more. So you have exceeded all the limits of everything.
I just can't.
And I know them kids is confused. I know they are, because I was confused.
And see, and then you turn around and you introduce in your kids to random people.
Exactly.
They confused. They don't know. All they know is that that's their mama friend. Their mama new friend.
That's Mr. Ernest.
First of all, why his name Ernest? That's an old, ugly name right there.
Because he old and ugly.
But that's because he's old and ugly.
But that's her true love.
Not her one true love, like Fiona and Shrek.
Yeah. Her one true love.
Oh, your one true love for this month. Oh, okay, I get it.
I told him, I said, you ain't got but 3 more weeks.
So right up there with the people who keep changing me, what about the people who are every single day, they are on Al Gore's internet begging for a relationship? I wish I had a boyfriend. I wish I had a husband. I wish I had this and that and a good man to take care of me. I wish. What have you looked at yourself lately?
Okay. I want this and I want that. I want you to go get some polygraph. So there's some polygraph for them dentures. So I want you to know.
Every day, I'm on nerves. I'm like, oh my God, today, I was thinking, well, somebody asked this black bitch on a goddamn date. Somebody, out of all these people on this page, y'all can't ask her to go nowhere. Y'all can't text him be like, I'm checking up on you and thinking about you. Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Like, you got to ask, like, why would you, like,
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Cause it don't make no sense to me.
It don't at all. And they swear they out here doing something.
Why is Cardi B fighting?
Because they snatched her weed.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just be.
It was a fight that broke out at the Erykah Badu concert. I said, why is y'all fighting at the Erykah Badu concert?
They were just so damn angry.
Oh, fuck, Pop came in there with a damn, with his side chick.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, that's what happened at the New Edition joint. They got shut down Charlie Wilson. Dude was sitting up in there posted up with his side bitch. His wife came right up in there and went the hell off. Wigs everywhere.
Wow.
No, I got a better one for you. So we had, so this was before the whole panorama started. We had, this was around Valentine's Day. I want to say 2017. This was around 2017. So we had a concert. It was like Tamia, SWV, like Eric Burnett, like, you know, all the R&B peoples, right? So it is during SWV set. It's a medical emergency in the crowd. Medical emergency. This man is having a heart attack in the middle of the concert.
I think you told me.
The show did not stop. Mm-hmm. The show did not stop. And he wound up passing away. And the wife, because they were trying to figure out what to do when he was there with the girlfriend. So they wound up having to call the wife. The wife shows up. All hell breaks loose. She is in hysterics. Not my husband. He's supposed to be such and such place. He not. Why would he be there? Yes, ma'am. So you just found out your husband is cheating on you, and he died. In the same night. A complete and utter mess. And no, we did not stop the show. They had the medics come and put him on a little gurney thing and carried him right on up the stairs. Oh, wow. And the side piece couldn't do nothing. Couldn't do nothing. She didn't know what to do. Like,
that's
nope.
Okay.
She talking about the phone without fucked up.
Like, you gotta go through the wife. That's legally. Or, like, you know what's terrible? When people lose their phones. Like, if they're, like, sometimes they'll drop down between the bleachers or whatever. And they'll be on, like, they'll have somebody FaceTime them. My supervisor done this before. This is hilarious. So somebody will FaceTime it, and they'll answer
to say that we have the phone and that they should get in contact with somebody to retrieve the phone, right? Child, this woman called her man's phone, and the phone was sitting at guest services. And she was like, where is this? And we're like, Prudential Center in New Jersey. Sis was like, what is he doing in New Jersey? Girl, where are you at? So he was from Florida.
He was a long way from home, honey.
I ain't lying. Goddamn, Dorothy.
Florida. Supposed to be here on business. He had a concert.
I mean, maybe he went to the business meeting and then came to the concert. He heard that they was going to have a concert. And he was like, oh, I'm going to go to the concert since I'm here visiting. Yeah.
No, that's not what happened because his big booty date, that wasn't it.
Lord, niggas got to be more careful.
Yep. I felt pretty good being a fly on the wall that day. I said, oh, wow. I sure was. I was like, here we have this phone. He lost it, you know, during the concert, whatever. So if you could tell him, if you could, you know, maybe when you go back to your seat or whatever, you can let him know. She's like, I'm not there with him. I'm on the way to Florida
at our home. Wow.
Yeah.
And you're a long way away from Florida.
A long, long way. Like you far.
Sir. You not even in the
like
same. Sir, you are now in the north. Florida is in the south at the bottom. And you all the way up here in New Jersey with a big booty girl watching a concert, losing your phone. Stupid. These niggas be out here niggas.
Man, it's something else. I seen people. So, you know those people that love to be on social media and they want to post. They want to post them walking into the concert. I've seen people do that and fall down the stairs. Because they're not watching where they're going. They just walking like they all in the camera like, boop, 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 right down the stairs.
Not boop, 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 boop.
Yes. Now you can't see nothing because now you in the medical department because you done twisted your ankle falling down the stairs.
Another group of people I'm sick of on the internet. The woe is me people.
Yes.
Y'all ain't never having no good day.
Mm-mm.
You ain't never had.
I told you because they busy out here doing the devil's work. They can't have no good days.
Always somebody else is the reason. Ma'am and sir. Told y'all people are going to get y'all some business. Yes. Okay. You got one. Now keep in mind, I think one of them liked the other, right? But they so stupid, they could probably help each other get over whatever foolery they going through. But one ain't minding her business, and the other one trying to be hotastic. They get on my nerves. That's a cute little black dress. Just I can't with the people. Okay. What you got to say about it, Dre?
It's just everything irritating me. I don't like the fact these helpers get on there and try to give relationship advice, and they ain't had not now boyfriend in their system.
Now boyfriend since when?
In their system. They ain't had now boyfriend in their system. But they trying to stay to give relationship advice. That should be funny to me. Or the ones that got all these damn rules. Like, it was... They boasted this girl in the damn Ride That Ride group so bad. She gets in there. She just got added to the group. And the question was, what do you prefer in a man? What you want in a man? This bitch to be six pack. He got to be well financial. He got to have his own crib, his own car. Love his mama, no kids. Meanwhile, this bitch got 5 kids and built like a motherfucking wisdom tooth.
Oh, wisdom tooth.
And
okay.
They was like,
okay.
wait a minute. It's like, wait a minute. Why he got to be in shape and your ass ain't in shape? Why he can't have kids, but you got 5. And then somebody was like, that sounds like another McDonald's situation about to happen. Man, she was hot, yo. She was so heated. Like, they bagged on her all day the other day. And then it was this chick that jumped in my inbox because I don't know how the fuck to delete it, but I still can't delete the damn Facebook date and shit. And I've been cussing James out ever since. Because I did shit for his stupid ass. But some chick jumped in my inbox. She was like, you cute, but then you got a beard. Well, no, she said, can you grow a beard? And I was like, why? She was like, because I like men with beards. If you can't grow one, I don't need to be talking to you. I'm like, bitch, you jumped in my inbox, first of all. I ain't damn like your picture. Like, what the fuck? Fuck you and your beardless dude. Like, get the fuck out of somewhere. Then she talked about, do I got any kids? Because she can't have nobody with kids. She don't like to date nobody with kids. And I was like, first of all, are you single? She was like, yep. I said, why your profile looks like you pregnant? Oh, I'm 2 months pregnant. Bitch, how you single and you 2 months pregnant, but you going to sit there and tell me that you can't date nobody with kids? Like, what the fuck? Like, these motherfuckers got the game backwards as hell, yo.
How big is the bitch? Is she 2 months? Is she showing already?
Yeah, she was big. She was big. That's why I think she lied. I think that she looked like she was about 6.
She could be having twins.
Well, that too, but she was big as fuck. I know that much. But she said she was 2 months. And I was like, why the fuck you going to sit there and tell me about them not having, can't have kids, but you pregnant? But you about to have a brand new baby with the new smell. Like, what the fuck?
That's what they be doing.
And then these dudes, it ain't just the women, these dudes too. Motherfuckers get on there and talk about be just bashing women all day long. Just going in on them. These motherfuckers, they just raggedy as hell, and then you know what they're about. Like, they saw this shit, and then he got to talk about somebody. Especially the ones that be cheating, and then they try to give relationship advice like, nigga, what the fuck?
That boy. Nigga, you've been cheating ever since you got in that relationship.
Right. How you going to tell me how to treat a woman and be with a woman and cater to a woman, but you catering to two bitches. You cheating and you got another bitch. Like, what the fuck?
Listen, you better just be honest with them. Like, hey, I want to have two girlfriends. You down to be down with my two girlfriends? Okay, we're fine. We can be two girlfriends. These niggas. That's why they be getting caught. And that's why people be showing up and stuff. It's cold in here. It's cold in here. I'm going to turn this air down.
No. Did we lose Ron?
Yeah.
Oh.
He had to go back to work.
Oh.
Yeah. He has a part time.
Okay.
But he goes to work at night time sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. But as I take a bite of this pizza that I said I was full from.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
What is it? Is it the New York deep dish style pizza?
I had DoorDash delivered from Papa John's. It's that pizza that I kept saying I wanted that day. And I was like, I'm going to eat all that by myself. And I'm like, I'm not sitting there on that pizza. But I'm here for 2 days, and I didn't bring my lunchbox. So, because the reason why I didn't bring my lunchbox is because I'm going to Canada. And Canada does not allow you to bring fruits and vegetables in.
Canada just freezes.
Yeah, because they don't, the last time I went to Canada, they made my FO toss out her, and there's certain fruits, and now we don't know the list of what fruits they can and cannot bring. They made her throw out her blueberries and strawberries.
I would have been sick.
So.
Oh, I would have been sick. You know how much damn strawberries cost now? Jeez.
You know how much everything costs now. I ain't throwing shit in the garbage.
This chick, the day she bought yellow watermelon, had it for the first time. It should be good as a month.
Oh, where you been working from?
She bought it. I don't know what she had. She got it from. That shit was good as a motherfucker. I had been wanting to try it because I had heard so much about it. That shit was good as a bitch. It was sweet as hell, too.
I want to try it.
I think my next one is going to be that, which one, that the black one.
He gonna be a what?
A black one. They got a black watermelon, but it's like
I don't want no black watermelon.
It's not green. You know what I'm saying? On the outside, it's black on the outside. But when you open, when you cut it, it's like a real, real dark red, and it's seedless, and it's supposed to be like the sweetest one.
You know I hate people. Because some people just.
What's up with your boy with these sitting in that chair with them bees? That would be his album cover. Your boy, Big Sean. Is that going to be his album cover?
I don't know.
He's sitting in the chair and he got like a bunch of bees on it. Thought you might nick it. I know that was extra boy. That's your dog.
Now, who is this now?
Big Sean.
Oh. Ain't him and Janae having a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why she do that?
Why she would get pregnant by Big John?
Mm-hmm. Man, all I'm gonna say is that next album about to be fire.
Say what?
I said that next album about to be fire.
Yeah. They supposed to be definitely supposed to be coming out with another album.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
I actually like that damn first one, though.
Yeah, I was a fan of it, too. Even the separate projects, I was a fan of. It's going to take forever for a new damn album, though.
You said what?
I said it's going to take forever. Because she's going to have a baby. She got to do all the mommy stuff. And... you're just going to be waiting. Just like Rihanna old tired. I'm so tired of her. Because we asked that heifer for an album. She said, I'm going to make lingerie. We said, we didn't ask for that, but cool. Hey, we still want an album. She said, I'm going to make makeup and skincare products. Again, Ms. Ma'am, we did not ask for this, but we are thankful. This is nice. Can we get an album? She said, I'm going to give y'all a baby. But...
she said she's going to get this baby.
Right.
But we asked for an album, not a baby, though.
Oh, she don't want to live.
Like, you're not following directions. Like, you don't listen. She don't listen. She ain't listening. She ain't listening. We said album. She said baby. No. That's not what we said, girl. That's not what we said.
Did you just
whisper? She like, you're going to get this lingerie. You're going to get perfume. You're going to get makeup. You're going to get skincare. You're going to get like 2 fashion shows. You're going to get a little Amazon movie with Childish Gambino. Like, you're going to get, like, girl, we asked for an album. An album. And now we got to wait even longer because now you nursing and doing everything else. Like, why you got to do this?
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Oh, Jesus. And then her boyfriend got legal problems, so now she got to chase that around.
Yeah, what he done then?
Supposedly he had killed my baby.
Damn, ASAP.
Like, that's why they picked him up and got back from the ghettos.
Damn, how long ago was that, though?
Before she had the baby.
Yeah, what, like a month or so? A month or so, like, before she had the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, ASAP.
Yep.
And you know who else is terrible? Nicki Minaj's husband.
He. This is some niggas just don't need to be nothing. Don't need to be
like,
no sister.
Like,
don't need to be no boyfriend.
$500,000 he got to pay. And then he on probation for like 5 years, and then he got to spend one of them in the house. And he still got to register as a sex offender. He can't even take the kid to school.
Mhm. Old sex offender.
I can't believe they let the motherfucker out.
I mean, sex offenders can get out, but if they got to register as one, and this fool didn't register as one. Did he die?
How
are we
embarrassing that woman like that?
But my thing is, she knew he was an old pedophile, and she married him anyway.
Yeah, but her brother won too, so.
Yeah, that's true. He is one too.
Like, ain't no way in the world now she gotta pay $500,000. Man. Ain't no way.
And then your dumb self gonna sit there and witness Tampa. Like, come on, man.
Because you don't want nobody to know.
Like, come on now. Girl, you gonna try to pay that lady off? Ma'am, do you want to go to jail? Do you want to? Now, you can't wear no wig, Onika, at the jail.
Mm-mm. And did you see her from Essence? Did you see her at Essence Fest?
Mm-mm.
She looked like she pregnant again.
Oh, Lord. Man, can't even be around his own kids. Damn.
I think he could be around his kids. He just can't be around no other kids.
Mm. I can't.
I can't be with no man that's got these type of issues.
Okay. Give me regular issues. Like, you can't handle milk type issues. I don't need no legal trouble. Don't give me no legal shit. Like, you can't, like, you lactose intolerant type problems. Like, you got, or like.
I need to get you almond milk instead of regular milk.
Yeah. Or like, you know, you got like a nut allergy and you need an EpiPen. I'm not dealing with no legal shit. Or like you allergic to bee stings. Something like that. Something real light that we can, you know, we can take care of. But you ain't about to have me out here in the courts talking about free my baby daddy and free my husband.
No, I don't have one of them no more. As soon as you go into the system,
they gave you how long?
Can you go ahead and sign these papers real quick?
Who?
Don't even read them. Just sign them.
It came from the lawyer's office.
Mm-mm. I am not. Mm-mm. We good. Oh, they gave you 6 years? Oh, man. Go ahead and sign this paper. Nigga, we legally separated right now. In a year, you're going to get another set of papers. It's going to say divorce. Granted.
You ain't got to do all that. You could do all you got to do is an annulment because they lied. They lied in the vows.
Lord have mercy.
They lied in the vows. He said, he's supposed to love, honor, and protect you. He did not protect you. He did not love you. He put you in a harmful situation. You had to go to court, and you didn't know about his past. Nobody told you. Fraudulent. He lied.
Not fraudulent. He lied.
Mm-hmm. We were married under false pretenses, Your Honor.
Mm. 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 That's a big old goldfish.
I thought I was marrying somebody loving and caring and kind, Your Honor. This man is a criminal. This is not who he portrayed himself to be, Your Honor.
I'm not doing that shit.
Mm-mm. And then if you could muster up them white woman tears, annulment granted. You just gotta get it good. You gotta get Johnny Depp lawyer. Don't get Amber Heard lawyer. You gotta get Johnny Depp lawyer.
And Johnny said, I don't even want the money she owed me.
Anytime your lawyer's standing there and the words come out their mouth, I don't know. Yes, Tom. You're not going to win that case. It's something going on with my husband in the other room. He is in there jamming to Dipset. I don't know. Dipset. He was watching
Dateline, and then next thing I know, I hear Dipset. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the other
room. Don't you judge that man about his Dateline, because I watch Dateline 2020, 60 minutes every now and again, 48 hours. Listen.
No, I don't at all. I don't at all. I let him watch his shows. I let him watch his shows, but he was watching it, and then I just started hearing Dipset. I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was still watching it
until
I heard the
dipset.
Well, I guess it went off.
No, because, well, Dateline usually go off about 11:30 sometimes, depending on. Sometimes they have 2-hour shows. They be getting deep into some shit if they got 2-hour shows.
Yeah, he having a good old time in there. I ain't knocking him.
Oh, man, I got to figure out, what is there to do around here? I don't even know what I'm going to do anymore.
Why is the weather supposed to be tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because we talked about maybe going into the city, and then, but we don't know how much that Uber is going to cost. Then we talked about maybe going to the beach or something. Like, who just has 31 hours to sit around a motherfucker and do shit? Not do nothing.
You can do that, too.
But we got to see how much these Ubers and shit cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be the tricky part.
Says, what, I think going into the city is about an hour from here or so. I don't know. And the beach might be like 45 minutes. I don't know what to do.
I am not familiar with where you are at all, so I am no help. I'm sorry, friend.
Mess with me, I sleep. I'm going to sleep all day and work on my schedule. See what kind of trouble I can get into for the month of August. I ain't going to be for the streets. I'm going to be working. So I can't be like I'm going to the streets. I got work. And school start back. So the week of school starting back, I need to be off.
Okay.
But. Oh, we Lord. I don't know where I'll be next week. Anyway, let's go see.
Let's go see
where I'm being next week. And this way will determine if we have a show next week. Today is July the 8th. Next Friday is July 15th. I will be in Wilmington, North Carolina. And I get in at 9:06. And we do not leave out until Saturday at 10:30. Okay. We might be able to do a show next week.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to. If I go to Montreal, I'll come in that Friday from Montreal. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited about going to Canada. I'm going to Canada on this trip, too. I'll go to Canada on Sunday. So yeah. Uh oh, we're gonna lose somebody. Wait a minute. We're gonna lose Richard. Oh, he'll be out of. Oh yeah.
Is Drake packing on up?
Nope.
Oh. I thought you was going to be.
No, I'm sitting there looking at damn Twitter. Twitter is real nasty.
Oh, Twitter's terrible.
For real, like, yeah, they dog, this was post somebody's fucking. Jesus, they get me in like that on Twitter?
Yes, sir. Have you been watching P-Valley, friend?
Yes. Yes, I have, friend. I have been watching it. It's getting good. I wasn't ready for that. Not this last episode, but the one before that, I wasn't ready.
Oh, when they was, yeah.
When he was doing the bending, I was ready.
But the thing is, like, we saw it in the first season. So I'm not sure why everybody was so, like, oh, my God. Hey, yo, they did
it. Because
it
wasn't Uncle Clifford. That's why. Because I thought we was going to work on it and we was going to get better and we was going to get Uncle Clifford back. No. He done bent over some newness. A crazy one at that. Now, you know good and damn well rule number 475 at the pink is that you can't be slow stroking the crazy people.
Oh, Lord.
Because now, look, he and his feelings.
Because he ain't getting no postcard while he was in jail.
Because he said, I was in jail all that time. You ain't never sent me a postcard because you ain't Uncle Clifford. That's why.
He said he loved Uncle Clifford.
Okay.
Uncle Clifford better go get his man.
Okay. I mean, he was doing the bending in his little birthday episode. I said, well.
But they not together, so weren't she?
Mm-mm. I don't accept it.
No, I don't accept it. What?
I don't accept it. I don't like it. He need to go get his. He need to get himself back together, and go get Uncle Clifford back. And he better not. And he better not come back and give Uncle Clifford no cooties from being on the road with the COVID.
Yeah. I agree. Because they out there without no mask on.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at Mercedes sideways. Oh, really now?
Huh?
I said, I was looking at Mercedes sideways. This what we doing now, girl?
She about to mess it up, too. Yeah, she about to mess it up, too.
Yeah. Because I can see now that wife is a little jealous.
Yeah. Because She ain't playing by the rules. She taking pictures. She inviting her without coach knowing. All right, good old black people. It's almost midnight. And we're going to see what we're going to do next week. I don't know what type of trouble the rest of the world going to get into, because the world be doing the fucking most all the goddamn time.
Every chance you get.
So, we'll be here. Be good. Have a good weekend. Y'all go do something constructive or fun or whatever, because I'm going to be sitting here looking retarded. So, be good. Have a good night, y'all.
Good night.
Bye.